Hello and welcome to Butts to Nuts, a movie review podcast hosted by me, Ben Charlesworth, and my brother Scott Charlesworth.
Hey!
How the bloody hell are we, mate?
Oh, you know, just living the dream. I'm sitting in a seat and I'm feeling good.
It feels...
How about you? What about you, man? How are you doing?
Look, man, it feels weird because last week we had Adam on. I don't know what our release schedule is.
Oh, we've kind of like gone back to front a little bit. No.
Oh, so we didn't have Adam on last week.
No.
Have I spoiled it?
So, no, you haven't spoiled
Adam
it.
Adam Jones!
That was technically from when this episode releases, that was 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Chronologically.
Well, but from our recording, bit of the peel behind the curtain... We had Adam Jones in last week, and it feels weird not having a guest on right now.
It does feel weird not having, specifically not having Adam on right now.
Well, now I have to talk to you, like specifically you.
Yeah, which is really hard and difficult. Hard. I don't know how we're going to get through this podcast, but
I thought what could be fun, it's more of a radio phoner. It's more of something that they would do on your commercial radios.
Okay, I'm listening.
But I think what could be fun is I ask you a question, which is, what other guests would you like on this podcast? And you tell me.
Okay.
For example, I reckon let's get LeBron on.
Yeah, let's LeBron on.
Let's shoot for the stars and let's get LeBron on.
Honestly, I reckon he'd come on for free. I reckon he would do it. I mean, we have half of the Lakers colors, don't we?
We do. Oh, we do.
Yeah.
We do.
I mean, it's, you just have to change the orange a little bit and then you're basically there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we could get LeBron's son from, but not his real one. He's one from Space Jam, A New Legacy, who plays his son.
Yeah. Actually, that's good.
In that world-renowned movie.
But we talked to him with his fictional son's name.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. Whatever that is.
Joffrey.
We talked to Joffrey.
You were saying off camera that you wanted to get Harvey Weinstein on. I don't know why, but that's...
Weinstein Company. Hashtag sponsored.
Oh. You know what, though? We will still watch movies from the Weinstein Company.
Of course we will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we support him? No.
No, absolutely not.
Obviously.
He's a cunt. But we... you have to separate... I guess the art from the artist.
Yeah, sometimes. But will we watch a Weinstein movie? Yes. Did we today? No. I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure Weekend at Bernie's 2 is a Weinstein movie.
I'm pretty sure we're only about 3 minutes in and we've already talked about a terrible, terrible man. I mean, that's kind of what this movie's done to us.
Honestly, I think that's just a very on brand with a lot of the podcasts we've been putting out at the moment.
It is. Yeah. We're edgy now.
Yeah.
We don't give a fuck.
We're just jumping off bridges and we don't care.
Oh, yeah. We're like your Andrew Schultz or Andrew Tate. We're like the Tate brothers.
Essentially.
We're just so risque.
But Charlesworth instead.
Oh, man.
Oh, it's just, yeah, we're out here. We're just messing with individuals.
Let's move to fucking Liberia, wherever he is. Where is he?
He's Romania or something.
Romania. I knew it ended with an IA.
Yeah, and end up in prison and do push-ups.
Oh, man, now we've talked about... Two people.
That's crazy. Wow. We're really in the shitter now.
You know who's the third person?
Please, just let's lay it on. Why it comes in threes.
Yeah. Bernie. Bernie's the third person. Want to say one more person you want on the podcast.
No, I think we need Bernie on the podcast, actually. Oh, wait. No, he's dead at Weekend at Bernie's 2, the movie that we watched today.
Now, we weren't going to watch the sequel. We were not going to.
No, we weren't going to watch the sequel, but you suggested watching the sequel.
Because the first one was decent, in my opinion. So I thought I wanted to see where they could go.
It was mid.
Turns out, with a concept that barely lasts one movie, it's really hard to make it into a sequel. Really hard.
I mean, you would think that after the first movie that Bernie's body has decomposed beyond repair and that he's now... buried in the ground. No, he's around and he's basically like he's fresh. He's like he's alive
still. He's very fresh, which we will get into.
Because there is a positive about it that I want to bring up that this movie addressed, but it didn't commit to it.
All right. Synopsis.
I'll synop
you
up.
And then let's get into some Bernie decomp. Decomposition.
Decomposition. Okay. After witnessing the murder of their corrupt boss, Bernie Lomax. Lomax. Larry Wilson and Richard Parker are blamed for Bernie's embezzlement and fired. That's, wow, I really butchered that, didn't
I? Oh, yeah, that was terrible.
Desperate to find the stolen $2 million and clear their names, the pair learns the fortune was hidden in the Virgin Islands and travels there in pursuit. Meanwhile, Bernie's corpse is partially revived in a voodoo ceremony by gangsters, also looking for the money.
Too much going on already.
It's like, it's just this massive kerfuffle, this entire thing. And it is like the weakest way that they could come up with a concept to bring Bernie back. Basically back from the dead sort of thing.
Now, before we get into it, yeah. We watched a movie for the podcast many, many moons ago.
Yeah.
And you said a name there that was the name of one of the main characters in the first movie that we never picked up on.
Oh, Richard Parker.
Richard Parker! From Life of Pi.
Yeah.
We never made that connection. It is Richard Parker!
Oh, that's crazy. Oh, you just, Blonde just fucking went in there with that accent, didn't you?
Oh, no.
No. Wow. Yeah, it is Richard
Parker. Oh. You didn't have to acknowledge it.
I did.
Now yeah. I'm going red-faced.
Now I feel like I'm stranded on a boat trying to find land or something with a tiger.
I really
You
did.
Are that tiger. You are Richard accent. Parker.
Yeah.
Yeah. This movie really reminded me of Life of Pi. It had a tropical vibe to it. You know, there were boats in it. Not enough boating compared to the first one.
No,
it didn't have
any. There was windsurfing.
Windsurfing, yeah.
That was fun. All right, let's get into the brass tacks. Bernie's back in this movie, yeah. And somehow he doesn't smell like absolute dog shit. Oh, no, he does. He does smell like dog shit, but he's not decomposed.
No, he is completely fresh. Basically, he has a little bit of BO in this movie. That's it.
Oh, how did Bernie get from the end of last movie?
Yeah.
Were you all good? I see you looking at the computer.
Oh, we're good. We're good, baby.
Quick, Scott, make a cut. Anyway, nice cut, editor Scott.
Yeah.
From the last movie at the end, Bernie washes up behind Richard Parker, Larry, and Richard's love interest, Gwen, which we'll get into.
Yeah.
You didn't forget about Gwen, did you?
Oh, I completely forgot about Gwen.
The blonde chick from the first movie.
Yeah.
Anyway, Bernie washes up. We mm-hmm. presume then he gets taken to the morgue. What's the time between the first movie, you reckon, and the start of the second?
Well, the first movie came out in 1989. This one came out in 1993. So I reckon about that amount of time.
No.
Honestly, it probably is that amount of time. No, it's like a few weeks later.
A few weeks later.
A few days later, maybe.
Because Bernie's still... I mean, over the weekend, you'd have thought Bernie would have
been... No, I think we're looking at this all wrong. Logic doesn't exist in this world. It doesn't exist in Bernie's dead voodoo land.
You know what's contradictory as well?
What?
Is that in the first weekend at Bernie's podcast we did,
yeah.
I didn't have a problem with that. And now it's the sequel, and now I have a problem.
Yeah, yeah, but Mr. Logic over there.
The first movie was over a weekend. This has now been at least a week or 2 weeks since he's been dead.
Yeah.
At least.
Easily.
That's a long time.
It's actually completely ridiculous. I don't understand where they were going with this. And look, the thing is, you have two guys that turn into goats in the movie.
Yeah. What did you think about that? So obviously those two gangsters.
All right, I got the names of them right here. So they're basically Richie and Larry Light, pretty much. They're like an alternate version of them. They're just two stooges, basically.
They're just the free trial.
Yeah. What were their names? Oh, it was Henry and Charles. They weren't the best characters at all.
They were
dumb, stupid, and like it wasn't done in a way where it was like, oh, that's goofy and funny. It was just corny. It was just plain corny.
No.
They were useless to the entire story. Like, the only thing that they served was like, oh, there's another party trying to get the money, trying to get the cartel money that Bernie hid.
Yes.
In the bottom of the ocean at the Virgin Islands. Insane, by the way.
Yeah, there was three main arcs. I've written it down, actually. Rich and Larry.
Yeah, Arcman.
Were being blamed for the stolen money
from
the last movie. So they were trying to track down the stolen money through Bernie's account to get their jobs back.
Gotcha.
So that's the main arc. Mm-hmm. Then we had the cartel just wanting Bernie's money,
mm-hmm.
I'm guessing, because they must have worked with him and knew he was dead or something.
Yeah, they're like, oh, okay, we've got to jump on this now while they strike while the iron's hot.
Yeah.
You know?
So obviously they got cursed through that with that Mobu lady or whatever
her name was. Yeah, she like spat some dust on them and they're just something like, okay.
And then there was that old dude from the firm who was trying to find the missing money so he doesn't get fired to appease the appease the shareholders.
I think, all right, let's just get... did you just burp and fart? Wow, you really are a gaseous planet today. Oh, shit, look at you go.
Oh, yeah, whoops.
You didn't have your morning beer this morning, so...
No, I didn't have my morning beer or my morning bump. I'm feeling quite lightheaded.
I don't know what the investigator's name was, but he was...
He certainly had a name. I could find it for you.
Honestly, who cares? Who cares what his name was? He was a completely boring character.
He was, yeah.
It was another thing like just trying to be this little, tension point in the movie, in the plot, trying to like say, oh, you know, they're going to get caught, but it's so obvious that they're never going to get caught by this guy. And it's just a copy of old mate that was trying to kill Bernie in the first movie. It's just another repeat of that character.
Yeah, exactly.
They're like someone driven to insanity by Bernie, like, you know, seeming to be alive. He's like, oh my God, he's alive. Like, that in itself is a funny concept, but it was poorly executed with this character.
Yes. Look, I thought it was kind of funny at the end where he was in the submarine going crazy and he saw Bernie walking underwater.
That was pretty fun. I'll give it some merit for
that. That was good.
Yeah.
But the whole concept of this film is summed up by one word, which is unnecessary.
Yeah.
It is unnecessary. It is a bunch of executives have met up in an office, gone, I guess Weekend at Bernie's did do well financially. Maybe we could do a sequel.
To cash in.
And then they just threw it on the writers. It's a concept that doesn't have legs for a sequel.
No, not at all.
There is only one thing I've read,
mm-hmm.
which we'll get to, which is for Weekend at Bernie's 3.
Oh, my God.
That doesn't exist. Don't worry.
But was it a pitch for Weekend at Bernie's 3?
There was a couple of pitches, but one of them actually sounds okay.
All right? Really?
Yeah.
You've got me intrigued because I'm not really fond of any of this.
Mm. But this whole concept of how we got to bring Bernie back, like how we got to do antics again, because they basically pushed it to the limit in the first movie.
They did, yeah.
Oh, we will make him sort of have a voodoo spell and a seance so that his body is brought back from the dead only through music. So he dances and leads us to his hidden money.
All because the ritual was done wrong. They used a pigeon instead of a chicken in the ritual. It's just the whole thing is just, look, I'm a big fan of absurdist humor. I love it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Stupid humor. But this is just dumb and corny. It fits in between the ballpark of like, there's really good over here and there's so shit, it's great. It's like smack bang in the middle is just basically, it's just shit.
Yeah, you're just reaching for an excuse to make this movie. There was no need for this movie except for monetary gain.
Yeah, and I feel like all of the jokes in it really show that as well because it's literally just trying too hard. It looks like it's trying too hard, and it is trying too hard.
Do you also find that the actors weren't as good? The two leads...
They sucked. They both sucked. And even like Larry, who was the most charismatic character in the first one, was completely different in this. He was a fucking schmuck, bro. He was like...
I'm glad you said it because for me...
You would have been disappointed in that.
Again, I think last week, I don't know what our release schedule is. Maybe Adam was here last week. Curtis is on soon. Who knows?
Oh! Keep an eye out on that.
No, keep it in.
Yeah, we've got
LeBron's on next week.
Don Bradman, he's on next. Yeah, we got the Australian cricket team. Nathan Lyon, he's coming on.
Gus Gould.
Nice, Gary.
Yeah, they're all on, mate.
Oh, it's going to be fantastic.
Ivan Cleary. They're all coming in.
We got Big Merv.
At Lowe's.
We're going to be wearing Lowe's shirts in the next podcast.
And that's a promise. I forgot what I was saying.
Oh, shit. I'm going to have to spend some money. I'll buy us Lowe's shirts on Thursday.
I feel like we're going to find this a lot with this podcast is when we... What?
No. I was just laughing at like a thought for the next podcast and it's going to be so absurd. Please go on.
Oh, but sometimes absurdist humor goes too far. Like with this voodoo shit.
This voodoo shit, yeah. No, sorry. I ruined your train of thought.
No, it's fine. All I'm saying is I feel like we're going to find this more and more as we do this podcast, and we have in the past with a movie, Coming to America, the sequel to Coming to America.
Wasn't that a trip?
Yeah.
Is this the same vibe as Coming to?
This is the exact same vibe to that, except it was made in... 4 years after. We do keep looking at that laptop. That must be really weird for people.
It's got make a cut. We're just looking at notes down there. It's completely
fine. Yeah, that's all of our notes.
I don't know. I'm sorry, our
eyes just keep going there.
I think because we're liking the colours that Ableton has given me.
Today. Anyway, it's really good. For viewers, there is a brown and a yellow.
Yes. Yeah.
It's sort of giving me...
It's like a Chubba Chup. It's like a banana chocolate Chubba Chup.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This, we need to cut this.
Actually?
No, I'm kidding.
Anyway, we're going to have Bernie's 3. This...
Foot's numb again.
This was the proposed sort of script for Weekend at Bernie's 3. There was a couple, and they announced that they were going to do Weekend at Bernie's 3 in 2016.
Right.
Never got off the ground.
What? Hold on. Reel that back in for a second. 2016, you say?
2016. 8 years ago. Quick maths.
Okay.
But there is a full-length screenplay of a proposed Weekend at Bernie's 3.
How would they pull this off?
Real-life actors Andrew McCarthy, Larry, and Jonathan Silverman, Richard Parker,
mm-hmm.
attempt to jumpstart their fading acting careers with a new sequel to Weekend at Bernie's. But when they seek out Terry Kaiser, Bernie, to reprise his role as Bernie, a gruesome mishap that has them trending curiously familiar ground. I fucked that. Yeah.
I was like listening for the start of it and then I did the Homer Simpson and the monkeys with the symbols just started going in my brain.
Basically.
Yeah.
It's like
a meta thing,
it's
right?
It's themselves.
Yeah.
And then the guy who played Bernie actually dies and they have to Weekend at Bernie's in the real life.
Okay. I like that.
That is sick.
I like that. And that could have been done in an adult humor sort of way where they would make it an MA movie or something.
Mm-hmm.
Where they could actually go through with a bit of gore, you know, some raunchy adult humor.
Yeah, lewd sex.
Yeah. Where was the cocaine in this movie? There wasn't, like the last movie.
Oh, yeah. It's
because Bernie wasn't actually alive.
Yeah, true.
It would have been hilarious if, you know, his reanimated body just started, like, partying on and just... He's just like, oh, he's still Bernie.
What, with that chick at the beach or something?
Oh, no, I didn't mean that way. I just meant, like... that would be necrophilia.
Scott, cut. No, don't. Yeah, I don't know. What do you think of that?
I like it. I think it's a good idea. Yeah. I think it's a fun idea and it could have been executed well because you can make a bit of a meme out of the old movies doing that and kind of reference old jokes but just rewrite it better in a modern time. I think as well, I don't know. Yeah, it just feels really dated, especially this sequel. It feels like it's an early 80s movie. With a really low budget.
Mm-hmm. Which surprisingly is done in the 90s.
Yeah. It doesn't feel like a 90s movie at all. It feels like you're set in 1983.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The voodoo stuff was stupid.
Completely unnecessary.
So unnecessary.
Yeah.
There's not heaps to say, but what I will say is we can talk about some Bernie shenanigans.
Okay. Let's talk. Is these a couple of positives that you're about to lay on me?
Well, I think... One of my favorite ones is when he, at the start,
yeah.
The two dudes who were working for the cartel, and they had Bernie on like the stretcher in the morgue.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I mean, on the bed, and next thing you know, Bernie goes out the window.
Oh, that was great.
In New York. That was quite funny. I also liked it when Bernie was on the train and they accidentally left him on the train.
And then he just gets ransacked. He's just basically naked.
Gets graffitied on and that. That's amazing.
Oh, yeah. I love that that happens basically in record time as well. He just gets left on the train and it's like an hour later, he's just completely covered in graffiti. Like, see, stuff like that is good. And it makes me sad because there was hope. There was hope for like a redeemable movie somewhere in there.
Do you have any other Bernie ones?
How could this movie had been... let me rephrase all of that. How could have this movie had been...
This is great.
This is awesome. This is
great for a podcast.
This is awesome. Awesome content right here. Okay, this is my question. How could this movie
just don't mince your words. Take your time, put your lips together and blow.
Whoa. Don't ever say that again. How could this movie had been... I can't fucking say it. How could they have made this movie better?
Good job.
Thanks, we got there in the end.
So what are your favourite Bernie shenanigans?
Look, I don't think I have... you know what? When he's walking underwater, when the first time he walks underwater, I liked that.
Mm.
So he gets up, the funky island music is playing and he's walking into the water, but then he just stops because he can't hear anything. So then they have the genius idea to put headphones on him so he can magically hear.
That can't work underwater.
No, it can't. It can't. It's impossible.
Okay.
As soon as he walks under there, that Walkman is getting fried.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah. I didn't know if Walkmans had technology.
They're not Nokias. Well, not even Nokia can do that.
I just had to confirm with
you. It's not a G-Shock watch.
It's not a G... Or a Baby G.
No, a Baby G, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. I think that was my favorite Bernie scene of him just like, you know... I don't know. Thrusting his hips and then like getting up and walking into the water.
Did you find his dancing funny?
At moments it was, but then most of it wasn't really.
What about in the conga line?
I like the conga line.
The conga line was pretty funny. Good.
And you know what? That was probably... No, favorite bit of the whole movie is the exchange with the muscly Chad guy and the woman. And she's like, this guy, he's sensitive. He understands me. And he's like, what, Brenda? Oh, I've got a quote from it, actually.
That dude was absolutely huge as well.
He's a great dancer. So what? He's a great dancer. I can bench press a Buick.
Yeah, that's right.
Brendan, get over here.
That was good.
That was good.
There
was an A, I'm walking here at the start of the movie.
I had that written down as well.
And another good quote. Say, Holmes, where they hiding the scotch?
Oh, yeah, that was all right.
That cracked me up. But it's unfortunate because it's not enough to save it.
It's not.
Yeah.
And you know what doesn't save it? Please. There's two massive plot things from the first movie that don't carry on.
Okay.
And it clearly just makes this movie such a careless sequel, in my opinion.
Yeah.
First one is, what's happened with Gwen?
Yeah.
So the first one, that was the blonde lady, because I know you don't know who she is. I had to search up her name as well.
No, I remember Gwen.
But Richard Parker's love interest.
Yes, the tiger.
Which is fun. I just wanted a throwaway line. Oh, yeah, Gwen's not around anymore.
Yeah.
Clearly, they didn't want her for the second one, or they didn't get her for some reason. She might have been doing something else.
Yeah.
But not a single word about it.
It feels like
two separate different characters, Richard and Larry. It just doesn't feel like a continuation.
No, they're like a revitalization. And you know what? It's, what, made 4 years later as well? Oh, yeah, no, they, 5 years later.
They did
it?
No characterization on them. They added nothing to their character.
No.
It's literally just like, oh, yeah, we got to save our jobs because we're getting fired now.
So, I'm just so disappointed in how much of a schmuck Larry is now. I know we've already spoken about it.
But Larry was annoying.
He was annoying. And that's just like...
He was the best character of the first movie.
The comic relief.
He's annoying.
Yeah.
His hair was worse in this one.
Yeah, it's true.
They wore those dumb shirts. And
those dumb fucking shirts, man. They just pissed you off.
And how is he a virgin?
Yeah, because he slammed some cheeks in the first movie, didn't he? Didn't he have a threesome in the first movie?
He had a threesome.
Wasn't he smashing left, right, and center on Bernie's Island?
He had a threesome.
Yeah.
In the first movie.
And then he's like, don't worry, I'll save my friend because you need the blood of a virgin to save someone from the voodoo spell.
Yeah, when
such a cop out, man.
Or something.
Oh, we're on the Virgin Islands. We need a virgin. That's the joke about it.
Oh, I didn't. I didn't even click with me.
That's that's the whole reason that joke is in there.
And Larry now not being able to like chat to women. I get it. He got rejected in the first movie by that one chick.
Yeah, but he was.
But that's fine.
He was the Rizzler.
He was the Rizzler.
Yeah. And what's his name? Richard was supposed to not be. He was the guy who was like, oh, okay. Oh.
The stiff and the goof.
That's
the
right.
Classic duo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the goof was cool.
They
were both goofs. Oh, that annoyed me so much. And that deducted like so many nugs. You have no idea.
Yeah. I wish RP died though. I wish the spell killed him.
Oh, yeah, you didn't like Richard, did
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I fucking hate his character so much, and he was even worse in this. It was just like, you suck, man.
You didn't even do it. You barely saw them, though.
Yeah, you know what was so dumb as well? Is they were, like, surprised that Bernie had disappeared when they were leaving the resort door open.
Or yeah.
Their beach cabin door. Mm. They were just like, oh, yeah, we'll just leave it open, get pissed, go on a conga line and party on. It's like, you guys, yeah,
stupid.
Your jobs and your lives are on the line. We're going deep into the logic zone here, but I just think because the humor was so poorly executed,
it wasn't a funny movie.
It's just where our brains are going. We're just in critique mode.
Yeah, if we're gonna go quickly talk about the comedy before we wrap this up.
Yeah,
it wasn't funny.
No,
shit, cheesy humor. Maybe one or two gags, but I certainly didn't laugh.
No.
There was a couple of times like, hey, that's kind of funny. He's walking underwater.
But I mean, he's, you know, they replaced the horse on that cart with Bernie's dead walking corpse. I'm like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That, and
I guess that's all right, but
scene, I guess.
He gets shot in the head with a harpoon, I guess. It's funny. I don't know. Like, these things could be funny. It's just done.
You know
poorly.
Why?
We're just beating a dead horse.
It shouldn't have been a sequel. Anyway,
yeah.
We could go around in circles saying, this is why it's not a sequel.
But there's not much to say. Honestly,
no.
Recommend not watching this movie. It's on YouTube. It's only got like 37,000 views or something like that for like a, you know, a sequel to a pretty iconic movie.
Yeah, those who are going back to this movie are the ones who actually like it. There's a small minority.
You read the comments on that video as well. It's like, oh my god, this is a classic. Oh my god, this is so funny.
Yeah,
I'm just like, you guys, come on, just come on. You can't think that. Like, please.
Nostalgia's
everyone has
a powerful
their opinion.
Tool, man. Nostalgia is a powerful tool.
It is a powerful tool, and it makes powerful tools.
I don't know what that's implying.
Meaning, you're a tool if you like this movie.
Oh. Well,
that was a bad joke. I would almost give this the same score as what I'm about to give this.
All right, let's wrap it up
because
everyone's getting bored.
It's fucked.
Trivia time.
Trivia time.
Claudia, the lady who played Claudia.
Who was that?
The
other love interest.
Yeah, the Larry's one.
Larry's love interest.
I didn't like that whole arc anyway.
Yeah.
Was originally, so the one in the film was Troy Baker was the...
Troy Baker?
Troy Baker was the actress.
Yeah.
But originally it was meant to be someone completely different, but she suffered a mental breakdown 2 weeks into filming. So they had to reshoot all of her scenes. So
maybe that's why it was so bad.
Maybe. Hope she's okay.
Damn.
But it doesn't say who she was. I'm sure you could find it, but God, who wants to research when we got another trivia point? Steve James's last appearance as he was battling cancer.
Oh, really?
Pass away.
Wait, Steve James, who is... Who's he play?
I don't know. No, I don't know. Genuinely don't know. It is... I can't find a Steve James in there, so...
Really?
Yeah, I looked at the cast list and there's no Steve James.
Oh, R.I.P. Steve James. Honestly, you know what? Shout out Steve James.
Shout out Steve James. I can search him up, see who he is.
That's shit. Wow. That's looks his like... last appearance in film?
Yeah. Damn. Oh, no, sorry. Steve James. He was...
Was it the photographer guy?
No, he was one of the cartel dudes. He was the tall dude.
Show me a picture of him right now.
Steve James, man. It's one of the... Oh. It's one of the duos.
Yeah.
The free trial duo.
Yeah, with the mo. He's got the...
The tall guy. He was in the purple suit.
Yeah.
Okay, now I feel bad.
Damn.
All right, rest in peace, Steve James.
Rest in peace, Steve James. You know what?
That's sad.
Look, your character wasn't great, but rest in peace, Steve James.
Mm. And this is pretty obvious, but it was filmed on site at the Virgin Islands.
Of course it was.
Yeah, it wasn't on a soundstage.
So that's where the budget went.
Must have, man. Certainly didn't go into the actual film.
No, yeah.
Letterbox time.
All right. What are the people think? I'm sure they think it's great.
They do. No shit. Oh, Parker wait, are you says, serious? This movie rules. How can people not like it? It's about dudes who steal a dead body and take it to some tropical island. You just don't like movies if you don't like this.
See, when you say the concept like that, in its simplified form, yes, it does sound good.
Mm-hmm.
It does sound good. Like the first one.
No, he gave it 4 stars out of 5.
He's just joshing.
No.
There's no way. That's got to be sarcasm.
Well,
everyone
says,
seems to love it.
Sometimes you just have to turn off your hot girl brain, which is what we should have done, and watch two men in appalling outfits lug around a dead body.
Yeah.
2 stars.
But that you've already... yeah.
That's the thing. I always have my hot girl brain on.
Oh, yeah. It's true. Yeah. You're just like, oh, my God.
It's true. And Joshua David says,
you are a valley girl.
It's called art. Look it up. 5 stars. I tried to find negative reviews.
They're all sitting in the ballpark of it's so bad it's good.
Yeah.
That's the point that they're sitting at.
It's hard to find.
I cannot be convinced that they actually like the movie.
Well, apparently they do.
Look.
Score time. Look, man, there's not much more we can say.
No.
They're getting bored. I'm getting bored.
I've shit my pants.
I'm smelling it. It stinks.
I'm glad.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, because I want to snuggle up and go to bed. I'm tired of this. I'm snoozing, man.
Be back next week for a fun movie.
A very family-friendly movie.
I'm going to go first. I was going to give it 2.5, but because of Larry... I'm going to give it 2 nugs.
Ooh,
out of 10.
He's that pissed.
I was so pissed.
Yeah, that's understandable. It's broken your heart. Well, I'm a bit higher than you. 3 out of 10 nugs for me.
This is the end of the episode. Thank you for listening to the Butts to Nuts podcast. If you enjoyed the podcast and want to support us, you can do any number of these 3 things.
Number 1.
Tell a friend, a family member, or even a random person off the street to listen to our podcast.
Number 2.
Leave a review. The higher the better.
Number 3.
Follow and support us on our social media platforms, being Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, all with the usernames Butts to Nuts. Again, thank you for listening. See you next week. Butts to Nuts.